Hi there, Carl Massey here, coach, strategist, and author of The Guidebook to Happiness, The Guidebook to Optimum Health, The Guidebook to Authentic Success, and The Successful Mind. And welcome to today's session of the Life Masterclass, coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali. I'm excited to be able to share with you very practical tips, tools, and strategies for how we can increase your happiness, health, vitality, and your success in life. And make sure our lessons go all the way to your core. Each month I'm going to be recording a guided meditation so you start evolving from the inside out. Thanks a lot for joining me today for something special, because I've decided to upload the entire audiobook of The Successful Mind to the Life Masterclass podcast series. I'll upload one chapter for each session, but I'll upload all of the chapters at once so you can get access to the entire book right away. I don't want to keep you waiting, because some good, very good information there, and I'm really excited to share it with as many people as possible. It's something that I wish I had known a long time ago, and so I want to share it as far and wide as I possibly can. Today's podcast is Chapter 4, The Truth About Our Beliefs.
We've established that many of our beliefs were planted within us when we were very young by the people we care about or depended on the most, and are now stored in the vaults of our subconscious minds. Let's see what happens next. Because of the nature of our loving or dependent relationships with these people, and because believing the same things that they did meant that we would be in harmony with them and therefore most loved by them, we can spend the rest of our lives collecting data to prove that the beliefs we have absorbed, observed, and adopted are in fact 100% true. And the more data we collect, the more strongly we believe in and fuel our beliefs. It's like proving a court case. The more information we can have to support our case or argument, the more likely we are to win and prove our belief as a fact. But here is the kicker. When you're proving your belief or defending it through to your very last breath, if just one person who's made of the same substance, lives on the same planet as you, and likely has access to similar resources as you, proves that the complete opposite belief is also true, then your belief is not a universal law or even a fact. Ouch. Here is the principal message about beliefs. Our beliefs are true because we make them true, not because they are universal laws, as is the law of gravity. I've already shown you one example to highlight this, and I hope that I've planted a deep seed in your subconscious mind. A seed that says that what you believe may not be true, but merely something you picked up along your journey. Now, don't shoot the messenger just yet. This is a good thing in the end. Have you ever noticed that when your beliefs are challenged, you tend to perform the yeah, but dance? Yeah, he might have been successful making that money, but dot, dot, dot. He is 10 years older, went to a better school, had a father that was nice to him, was lucky, is taller than me, etc., etc., etc. We feel the need to defend our beliefs, otherwise we might be wrong. And on a deeper psychological level, we fear that if we change our beliefs, we may no longer be loved by those people we most want to please. Alternatively, we may want to prove our beliefs are true so we don't feel like we've just wasted the last 20 years following the wrong fact sheet. Please don't tick this box. Be the bigger person, committed to evolution, and be willing to let go of that which no longer serves you. Create a new future from the courageous choices you make today. Resistance to change or to stepping into the unknown can also show up as a result of facing the sheer discomfort of detaching from a belief that has been a critical or foundational building block for you. It starts an inner dialogue to the effect of what will happen now or who will I become? The subconscious mind and the survival-focused part of our brain is hypersensitive to the unknown. It likes very much to know exactly what is going to happen now and in the immediate future, and is not so fond of uncertainty and the unknown. So get ready for parts of you at a deeper subconscious level to get a bit freaked out at the prospect of change, even if that change is completely in your best interest. But here is something for you to consider. The person with the most flexible beliefs and the fewest rules set in place around how that belief is realized is likely to be the most resilient to the inevitable changes that will take place throughout the course of their lives. They're able to adapt and reorient quickly and easily when something in their life changes. The world is constantly changing. Nature is always in a state of change. So trying to hold on to and apply a 1990s belief when we are in year 2019 might not be a productive use of your energy and focus. If you had a new computer with top-of-the-line hardware but were still using Windows 95 in 2019, people would think you're a complete dunce. Of course you're going to get suboptimal results if you use obsolete or out-of-date software and programs. The same applies to you. Don't hang on to that figure of 1995 software because it worked well for you back in 1995. Get with the program and upgrade your software. In other words, upgrade your beliefs. I also want to remind you that if you hold positive and empowering beliefs, they have the potential to make your life truly magical. Imagine holding the belief that everything always works out for the best and believing that right down to the very core of your being. Do you think you would ever be stressed out about life? Not likely. My other favourites are life is for me, not against me. Life wants me to succeed. I expect success. Even though I make mistakes, I am still worthy of love. My body is self-healing. There's no such thing as failure, only feedback. All I need is within me now. It is beliefs like these that have the most profound and expansive impact on your happiness, abundance, success, and health. Now, a little insight about your memory. It's been my experience with clients that many hang on to a belief because it relates to a story embedded in their minds of an incident that happened in their past. For instance, you might have a belief that you cannot trust even your own family because when you were younger, your father was betrayed by his own brother, your uncle, and you witnessed the pain your father experienced. You have this clear, in inverted commas, memory. So you have a hard time letting go of the belief that you have formed which says you cannot trust anyone, even your own family. But what if your memory of that event is not necessarily reflective of the actual circumstances or reality of the situation? Maybe you did not see the full picture or know your father's role in the outcome. Or maybe your brain just made up a lot of the story, filling in any gaps as you remembered it. The fact is, according to neuroscientists, unless you have a verifiable photographic memory, the way the brain captures and records memories is not 100% accurate. The way our brains record memories is something like represented in a diagram, but I'll talk you through it as best I can. The brain takes snapshots, and then when we bring the memory to recollection, our brain fills in the gaps between the snapshots with what it thinks is appropriate for the given situation and your past experiences, meaning that our brain might just be making up stuff that's not 100% true. When I learned more about how my memories are formed and recovered, I decided I'd not fall on my sword over what I thought I remembered in an argument I had with my girlfriend 5 years ago. I decided that the chances of my memory being 100% accurate and worthy of having a fight over were not substantial. I take the same view with beliefs. I don't hang on to them rigidly because they're a result of a past memory or experience. I'm ready to upgrade my beliefs based on what I know now, want now, and want to experience now. Here we arrive back at the concept of evolution and letting the things that don't serve us fall away in order to upgrade to a new level of awesomeness.
I hope that you enjoyed that chapter from The Successful Mind. Feel free to deepen your understanding and application to your own life the power of beliefs by checking out my online workshop called Processing Your Limiting Beliefs. In the workshop, I also do a powerful NLP technique to help you shift your most limiting and disempowering beliefs. You can find all the details at carlmassey.com, that's carlmassy.com, in the tab Training and Events. In Training Events, you can also find out the locations and dates where I'll be hosting my super favourite three-day Life Masterclass seminars, where we spend 3 days deep diving into your personal transformation and helping you overcome any self-imposed limitations. Who doesn't want to do a little bit more of that? Thank you again for joining me today. If you want to receive more happiness tips or other freebies, make sure you check out my website at www.carlmassey.com and sign up for the Happiness Tips newsletter. And finally, wherever you are on this amazing, gorgeous, incredible planet of ours, have an amazing day and take care.